Unlike Tennessee's first scrimmage of preseason fall camp, today's second scrimmage actually operated more like a road game, which if you remember from Tennessee's media day, quarterback Nico Imaliava says he actually prefers road games, says it gives him a bit more of an edge, a little bit more juice in those environments, and where Josh Heupel believes Nico's taken the next step in his development. I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass. Now, one of the main differences in their second scrimmage today was their usage of crowd noise. Coach Josh Heupel opened the press conference earlier today saying they really tried to simulate a road game-like atmosphere. One could easily infer that means when Nico and the offense were on the field, that's when the crowd noise was being pumped in, or it was at least louder when they were on the field as compared to the defense. And Heupel emphasized again today, as much as you try to recreate that in practices, there's nothing like a scrimmage to get you in that game-like mode where you do have to be quicker on your feet, you have to process the defenses faster, and you also have to show the ability to move on to the next play. Josh Heupel emphasized with Nico that he was able to have great command of the offense and show that he was making growth in those aspects.
All of your quarterbacks, the green dot communication is different. Situational football, being able to reset and play the play. We try to simulate a lot of those situations during the course of practice, but there's nothing like a scrimmage to get you as close as you can be to what game day is going to be like. So, in general, I thought the quarterbacks handled themselves really well here. And situational football, being backed up, coming off the goal line, your thought processes, all of those things.
And then when we look at the skill positions on offense, Heupel was pretty complimentary of all of the groups, starting with the wide receivers. Dante Thornton was one of those players that he says is continuing to grow in his development and understanding of the offense. It'll be exciting to see how that continues once the season gets here. And then in the backfield, who is it again? It's Deshaun Bishop, the running back, who is about consistent of a player that you could ask in the running back room. And even Heupel's noticing that he's continuing to get better every single day. And it's probably because he's meticulously note-taking, always has that notebook in his hand, as Darrell Sims mentioned yesterday. And we definitely talked a lot about Deshaun Bishop in yesterday's episode. He also highlighted Peyton Lewis and Squirrel Wyatt as having, good scrimmages as well. But when we look at the tight end position, that is definitely one of the groups that's been thinner since Josh Heupel's been here on Rocky Top. And you might not notice that because of the production that they've been able to put on the field from Princeton Fant, Jacob Warren, and McAllen Castles. They've been able to be a group that has real, true talent and a group that might otherwise be thin. That's kind of a similar case for this season. You have Ethan Davis, who only played in 3 games last year before earning that redshirt, but he was able to learn from Jacob Warren and McAllen Castles and what it takes to be that pro type tight end. And then you have other tight ends like Holden Stays from Notre Dame. And then you have Miles Kitzelman from Alabama, and those will probably be the main 3 guys that Tennessee rotates at the tight end position. And as those 3 guys continue to develop, it appears Tennessee will once again use that tight end room by committee.
But I really like the 3 guys that we got in there. All those guys are capable of playing at a championship level.
Which, of course, that's not any different than how Josh Heupel and company have utilized that tight end room since coming to Rocky Top. But it'll definitely be interesting to see how those 3 main guys continue to develop throughout the season, who's maybe more so getting those first team reps. Then when we go into defense and we look at the secondary, of course, that's one of the positions that's had kind of a question mark on it as far as when we look at the team. Josh Heupel says they too are continuing to develop. He likes the size and athleticism that the secondary has, but they need to continue to develop in their fundamentals and their understandings of schemes.
This last block since our last scrimmage, they've continued to be better just in their fundamentals, technique, assignment, discipline within the structure of the defense. We got to continue to get better. Good teams do. That's during the course of the season. It's here as we're finishing up training camp, but really like, what we've seen from that group.
I also wonder how Johnny Majors would have thought about this team and how they go about practices, because VFL and former offensive tackle Tim Irwin says he was quite the tough coach.
When I got there, they cut the classes to 30 apiece, but you had an unlimited number of people, and the way you sorted them out was you ran off the ones that didn't want to stay. And so those coaches all had that mentality of let's get rid of, nobody here is any good, let's get rid of all of them. We just won the national championship. And it wasn't just Coach Majors, it was Bobby Roper, Jim Dyer, and Bobby Jackson. I mean, they were pretty brutal. I think that if you ask any of them that were still with us, they would admit to it. They were brutal. Coach Majors told me one time, a long time afterwards, that he regretted some of the things he did to us. And it was rough. It was a pretty tough place to be.
It was a really good conversation that Tim Irwin and Jimmy Himes had. It did officially air today at 1, so if you weren't aware that it aired at 1, this is definitely a good time to go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss out on future content. But I definitely recommend, if you haven't watched it, go over to the homepage under the Rewind section and give it a listen. It is a great, you know, 19, 20-minute interview that you'll definitely want to listen to as Tim Irwin highlights his time here at Tennessee and playing for Coach Johnny Majors. But another thing about Tennessee's scrimmage today is they have a lot of logistical changes that are going to be happening this season, not only for them, but the scope of college football when it comes from the in-helmet communications, the iPads on the sidelines, still even incorporating TV timeouts into their scrimmages. And honestly, it kind of is just the nature of the beast today, something that you have to get used to. They definitely incorporated being able to utilize those new, you know, technology in today's practice. And at the end of the day, Heupel says, you just got to be able to roll with it and you have to be able to, you know, play with it, adjust with it, and it needs to be seamless once they get out on the field. So this more logistical, non-fun side to a scrimmage is really becoming a key part of what they do during these scrimmages.
Part of what you got to do. I think logistically, there's more changes that affected, you know, everything outside of the white lines this year. You know, communication with your players, which is obviously on the field of play too. But the coordination of that, the iPads, you know, there's been a lot of logistical changes that everybody inside of your program's got to be ready to handle the rest.
So again, be sure to subscribe, go over to the homepage, listen to the interviews that Jimmy Himes has on the Rewind, especially like today with Tim Irwin, or even with Holly Werlick and her time playing at Tennessee and coaching with Pat Summitt, or even with Carmen DeGano talking about what led to the hiring of Tony Vitello. Really, really great content here at Full Disclosure. Share it with your friends, or at least like and subscribe to continue to support us so we can continue to put out the content that you're becoming to enjoy. But if you're wanting to see more or learn more, or even read instead of watching, definitely go to fulldisclosurepro.com and we'll have all of our latest content and articles up on that website as well. But thank you all so much for watching. Please like and subscribe. They're off tomorrow, so we'll be back Saturday later in the week to speak with the special teams. I'll chat with you guys then.